Mega Millions Mania, people rushing to buy their tickets as the jackpot soars to $1 billion. Plus, calling off the search, the manhunt ends for an armed suspect in the East Bay. And no thank you, Rihanna turns down the Super Bowl in support of former 49er Colin Kaepernick. Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we are following. This just in, the Mega Millions jackpot has just hit $1 billion, the largest in Mega Millions history. Moments ago, lotto officials increased the grand prize ahead of tonight's drawing. But before you go crazy buying tickets, CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger wants you to play smart.
Instead of spending $200 a year on lottery tickets, maybe we could encourage people to say, okay, why not spend 10 or 20 bucks a year? Take the rest of the money and maybe pay down some outstanding credit card bills.
In the last drawing on Tuesday, a Safeway employee in San Francisco matched 5 out of 6 numbers. That ticket is estimated to be worth almost $2 million. New developments now out of Oakland, where police say that they have ended their search for an armed suspect. Earlier this morning in the area of Foothill between 22nd and 26th Streets, officer tried to detain a suspicious person, but he took off. And during that chase, the suspect turned and fired a gun at the officer. That officer was not hurt. Police say that they have recovered a gun in their search, but no suspect, and the investigation is still ongoing. Residents at San Francisco's Hunter's Point are taking matters into their own hands. They've hired their own scientists to analyze the radioactive waste problems. That scientist has concluded that there is no evidence to support claims that the shipyard is safe. Just 3 weeks ago, a radioactive deck marker was discovered in a plot of land that the Navy had already deemed clear. That followed accusations that the contractor hired to clean up the site had falsified soil sample test results. Homeowners have already filed suit.
It's always a song and dance show, and we're never really able to get the truth. And of course, since they created this mess and now they're overseeing the cleanup of it, we don't have a lot of trust or faith in them.
The information from this new analysis will be presented to a citizens committee investigating Bayview, Hunter's Point, and the shipyard in late January. New details now on the water in San Francisco's Sunset District. It has been deemed safe to drink. Residents initially raised concern after some at-home tests indicated pesticides in the water, but the city says tests turned up no trace of chemicals. The city also took 21 samples from wells, reservoirs, distribution sites, and private homes. Water officials say that each of those tested negative for a variety of pesticides and herbicides. San Jose Unified is considering a new plan to keep teachers getting priced out of their district, relocate schools, and then replace them with affordable housing. Neighbors in wealthy Almaden Valley don't think that that's such a great idea. They think that the housing proposal would hurt property values.
It makes me so sad when I hear the hateful rhetoric on media and social media that we would love to have teachers and teacher housing, but not in my backyard.
The district's proposed plan was to rebuild Leland High School and Bret Hart Middle School on vacant land about a mile away and then turn the current school sites into affordable housing. Singer Rihanna has rejected the offer to perform at the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show in support of Colin Kaepernick. Entertainment Tonight reporting that she's standing in solidarity with NFL players who sparked controversy by kneeling during the national anthem. Right now, Maroon 5 is slated to be the headliner for the show. Neither Rihanna nor the NFL have commented on this matter. And good news for those who want a Tesla but don't necessarily have the money for it. This morning, CEO Elon Musk announced that the company is now offering a cheaper version of its lowest-priced car, the Model 3. Musk called it a lower-cost, mid-range Tesla Model 3. The new version will start at $45,000, about $4,000 cheaper than the Model 3. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website. It's kpix.com. And check out our KPIX5 Facebook page.
Picks Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.